Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In today's episode, we host Nico from Georgia, who is studying a master's degree in public economics, law and politics in Germany and shares his impressions and experiences. Hello, Nico.
Hello, Julia. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for giving me the floor to talk about how it feels to be an international student in Germany and to give some advices to all the international students who are thinking to apply for German universities.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and how you ended up studying in Germany?
So actually, it's a very long story. And to give you like a brief introduction about myself, my name is Nico. I'm 23 years old and I originally come from Georgia. And I decided to move to Germany around 3 years ago. And after my bachelor degree, I decided to come to Germany after I graduated from bachelor degree in Georgia. And there was like several reasons why I wanted to come to Germany that we could talk about later. And right now I'm doing my master degree here in Germany at Leuphana University of Lüneburg. And my master program is like very interdisciplinary. It combines three disciplines such as law, economics and politics. And it's called Public Economics, Law and Politics Master Degree. Before coming to Germany, I got my bachelor degree in law in Georgia. And also I did my semester abroad at Vilnius University.
Oh, Vilnius. That's such a beautiful city.
Yeah, I agree. I had like the greatest experience of my life there, and that's why I decided to go abroad again for my degree, because it's like such a life-changing opportunity to live abroad alone and to develop yourself.
Yes, it's very life-changing, that's true. So you have experience in studying already in your country and in Lithuania and in Germany, of course. So I think it's pretty interesting, and we would talk later about the differences and similarities that you see between those countries. But now let's focus on what motivated you to choose the Public Economics, Law and Politics Master's Program here at Leuphana University.
So as I said, like there was several reasons why I wanted to move to Germany. And actually the biggest reason why I decided to study here was the master program itself. Because as I said before, I was studying only law in Georgia because it was a bachelor degree in law. But actually studying law for 4 years made me realize that I wanted to study something more as well, which would complete somehow my knowledge. And this master program, which is Public Economics, Law and Politics, it's a combination of three different disciplines, which gives you better understanding of law itself. And it also helps you to broaden your horizons and to broaden your knowledge. Like about studying at German universities, that they give you a great variety of chances to take up a new hobby. For example, I was always interested in playing basketball, and now I'm a part of Leuphana basketball group, and we play basketball every Monday and Wednesday. So it also helps me to keep myself active and to do some kind of sport activities.
And actually about that, I already recorded an episode about how to make use of the German university sports system with David Storek, who is a head of Leuphana University Sports Center. And I really recommend you to check that out, because he mentions more about team sports, fitness, dancing classes or the gym. So yeah, you can go and check it out, and maybe you will end up just like Nico in a basketball team or something similar that you're interested in. But this law program that you were studying at your home country, was it like Georgian law or international law?
It was a more combination of both. I was studying mainly Georgian law and at the same time international law. And when I was studying abroad for my Erasmus semester at Vilnius University, it was more international business law. So that's where I started to become interested in economics and politics as well, because studying studying international business law, it's also related to politics and it's also related to economics and business.
So that already gave you some insight into your master's course and prepared you a little bit, at least for the law part.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree. And plus, I would say that it also gave me a motivation to study more about the subjects that I had only the overview, but now I have like better understanding of these subjects right now.
So can you give us an overview of what your study program looks like, including the structure, courses, and research opportunities?
So as I said, there are three disciplines combined together in one master program. It's law, politics, and economics, and also the students are coming from different backgrounds. The master program itself should have been adopted somehow for all the students from different knowledges. That's why in the first semester, we have bridge modules in economics, in law, and in politics. So you can take these classes, bridge modules, in the field that you don't have a background knowledge. For example, I studied law, so I had to take bridge modules in economics and in politics. So in these bridge modules, you are basically learning basics of these disciplines, which helps you to better understand other classes that you will be studying in the following semesters. Besides bridge modules, in the following semesters, you are studying a combination of all these classes. And what I like the most is that you are not studying separately law, separately politics or economics. You are also studying classes together, which combines two disciplines together. For example, this semester, I had one class which was called Law and Politics, Law and Economics. So you're studying law and economics together combined. What are the legal consequences of some economic actions, or what are the economic consequences of legal actions that we have all around us?
Actually, that sounds interesting. I would be myself interested in attending something like that, to be honest. So what's your favorite part about your course?
The favorite part is that I constantly have to challenge myself, because as I did not have background knowledge in economics or in politics, I constantly had to develop myself in these fields. And I always wanted to keep up with my friends and my colleagues who come, for example, from economics background.
And how does studying in Germany differ from your previous academic experiences that you mentioned at the beginning?
So, as I said, I already studied in three different universities in Georgia, in Lithuania, and in Germany. And I could say that all these three universities, they all differ from each other. First of all, in Georgia and also in Lithuania, like mostly my studies were mainly focused on gaining knowledge, but not necessarily focused on gaining experience. And here, I also feel like I'm learning by doing, because we have some practical knowledge that we are gaining from this master program.
What has been your proudest moment or accomplishment in your academic journey?
Oh, that's a very good question, actually, because I don't feel proud of myself very often, but sometimes I do. I'm also a human being. So I would say that the proudest moments here at Leuphana University of Lüneburg was that studying this master program was very challenging for me, because you are studying basically some disciplines that you have never studied before and you did not do your bachelor degree related to these disciplines. So I would say that I felt very proud to see myself able to keep up with other students who come from the more experience and more knowledge in these disciplines. For example, in economics, it was very challenging for me to study, because I never studied economics for my bachelor, and I did not even study mathematics for so long time. So it was very difficult for me to study these subjects, and seeing myself able to keep up with other students who has been studying these classes for so long time, I felt very proud of myself. God, I feel so selfish now.
No, I know. That sounds really good. Because like, if you had such a long break from and mathematics than I know myself, how scared I was when I saw that actually in this course I will need to study mathematics every semester, and like this this semester I have 9 mathematical exams. So it actually sounds like a really big challenge, especially the mathematical part. But maybe let's talk now a little bit about adapting to life in Germany. How did it work for you? So what has been the biggest challenge for you in adapting to life?
So moving to new country, it's always a big challenge. And I would say for me personally, the biggest challenge was language barrier, because I never studied German language before. So I came here in Germany without knowing any German. But after moving here, I feel that I'm learning a lot, because you are living in Germany and you have a chance to speak and to practice your German everywhere with anyone around you. So this helps me to study German better and better every day. And besides language barrier, I would say that the biggest challenge for me was to cope with the bureaucracy here in Germany. It's such a cliche that German people love bureaucracy and paperwork. And
But it's true, I can confirm.
Yes, it's true. And I had to handle everything in German without knowing German. So it was a combination of bureaucracy and not knowing German together. But eventually it gets better once you start learning German.
So now let's talk about your home country. Is there anything you miss from Georgia?
Oh yeah, there are so many things that I miss from Georgia, but I would say that mostly I miss my family, because I'm living here alone. And here I have only some friends. Oh no, this sounds so desperate.
I mean, that sounds good. At least you have friends.
Yeah, mostly I miss my family, but I'm trying to visit them very often, as Georgia is not so far away from Germany. It's only 3 hours flight. I'm trying to visit my family very often. I go for holidays, for example, Christmas, Easter. And we're trying to spend as much time as possible together. Also, I miss the weather, because Georgia is like very sunny country. It's always very warm in comparison to Germany. Also, I should say that I miss Georgian food.
I also miss Georgian food.
because Georgia is like between Europe and Asia, and our food is inspired from both cultures, and we have very diverse cuisine. So I really, really miss Georgian food here in Germany.
Yes, actually, funny fact, the first time I met Nico and I found out he's from Georgia, it was the first thing I said. Oh my God, I love Georgian food. And if you didn't try it, then I recommend you actually doing so.
Yes, I also totally recommend trying Georgian food.
So how have you been coping with homesickness?
Actually, that's a very good question, and I could give some tips about it. First, to have some friends from your country. Here in Germany, I have some friends from Georgia, and sometimes we're meeting each other and also speaking in your native language. In the end of the day, it also helps. Regular communication with your friends and with your family, it also helps the distance between us. So I'm trying to regularly call my family, my mother, my father, and I'm being updated about their life, so I don't feel like I'm excluded from their life anymore.
Oh, that's really important, actually.
Yes.
Let's move further. Is there someone or something that inspires you to keep pushing forward and pursuing your academic and career goals?
I would say that the person that always inspires me, it's myself. And I feel like I'm the one who should keep going forward and forward. I never compare myself to anyone else. I always compare myself in the past. So when I see the progress, it always gives me motivation. And it also helps me to develop in my career and in academic fields.
That's a really interesting answer. So you actually compare yourself with your past versions?
Yes, I do. Because if you start to compare yourself to other people, you will never get the full a full picture.
True. Yeah, like because everyone has different experiences, different backgrounds. Like, for example, it would be unwise of me to maybe compare my Polish education background where during my whole, I don't know, English language education, I learned like AU skills. And it would be probably a little bit unwise of me to, you know, compare it to someone that actually went for a really good quality education here in Germany, where people really speak this language really well because it's well taught in the country. So I really get your point on that one. But yeah, but it's very interesting because I wasn't thinking about that in that way, to compare ourselves just to our past versions. And do you see actually some progress?
Yes, actually, I always see progress within myself, and that's what makes me motivated to go even more and more and more, because I want to look back after 1 year and see myself where I am right now, and then to make an assumption I went farther or I stayed wherever I was. So that's a very good measurement of myself, how good I am doing in life in general.
That's very wise approach. If I would be comparing myself to my past versions, I think I became more lazy actually and more disorganized.
But you also gain some new knowledge. That's and some true. New skills.
Even if I feel sometimes that maybe I'm not making any progress, then still at the same time, there's been so many new experiences that I gained and so many things that I wasn't even imagining myself,
yes,
you know, doing or experiencing. So that's a good point. So let's talk now about maybe some career aspirations, because you sound like a career-oriented person. So what are your career aspirations after completing your master's program, and how do you think your studies in Germany will help you achieve them?
Yeah, so when it comes to the career aspirations, I should say that I'm already halfway there, because I started working as a working student around 14, 15 months ago. It's been over a year now. And after I finished all my master program courses, I have only master thesis to write, and I got promoted, and I actually received a new working contract for more or less full time. I will be working 4 days in a week, and my working contract is for unlimited time. So for now, I decided to stay in Germany after I submit my master thesis and work a little bit more for the company that I work for, because I really like the working atmosphere here in general in Germany, because it's always very flexible, or everybody is trying to be very helpful because you are a working student and they understand that your number one priority is studying, and they are trying to help you as much as they can.
Is there any advice you would give to other international students that consider studying in Germany?
I would say that don't be shy, be brave, and do what makes you happy. There is nothing that can stop you, because there are so many challenges that we already talked about, and there are so many barriers because you are moving to a new country, but nothing should stop you from doing what you want to do. When it comes to the career aspirations or finding a job, even though I could not speak German in the very beginning, I still applied for jobs, and I got the job, which was perfectly related to my master program and the skills that I wanted to gain.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about your experience studying in Germany or your time at Leuphana University?
I would say that the most important thing is to not overthink it, just do it, and everything is gonna work out.
Okay, so thank you so much, Nico, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me and for giving me chance to share my experience.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website, podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.